Just a few halachot in the laws of Shabbat that we've been studying regarding building with goyim on Shabbat. So Rabbi Pinchasi just says a few halachot over here that are quite interesting. The first halacha he discusses in Perikhet halacha Vav is talking about a Jew that buys an apartment in a building, a condominium of such sort, that is owned by Jews, the property and the construction, everything, and it's being built by a kablan, by a contractor who is a goy. However, the contractor works on Shabbat. Now, we learned in the previous daily halakha that really we should be mahmir not to build our homes, even with contracting, on Shabbat. We said that was the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom, as well as most of the Gedolim today, especially in the state that Shabbat is in, that they do not want to allow even building with contracting, even though strictly according to the halakha, it should technically be permissible. However, in this case, Sofer HaPinchasi is lenient to buy an apartment in the condominium that was built al yedei goyim with kablanut on Shabbat. But then he says an interesting stipulation. V'tov la'achmir ve'lo lefarsem shekana sham. He shouldn't publicize that he bought there. I guess he means, until it's finished, the project. Ve'gam lichtov bechoze ha'kiniyah. You should write in the contract of purchase shebedira shelo lo ya'avdu b'shabbat. That they should stipulate, I don't want them working in my apartment on Shabbat. I guess whatever they do, but at least he stipulated that he doesn't want the work to be done. Then he discusses another situation, which the poskim talk about building a synagogue bekablanut. So he writes over here that let's say you have a synagogue that's being built, and it's again contracted work, and the goy is working on Shabbat, and the situation is that if they don't work on Shabbat, so it's going to delay, obviously, the project, and it's going to cost a lot of money, and their concern is that maybe the donors are not going to donate anymore. It's going to delay the project too much, and then maybe the Bet Knesset eventually will not be built. So Rabbi Pinchasi refrains from answering this question. He says that even though, according to the strict halakha, there's room to be lenient, lema'aseh yesh levaretim gedolei Torah. He says, this case over here, you have to ask the gedolei Yisrael in order to get a clarity. Yaakov Avad Yah does discuss it in Yabia Omer Chelek Het, Ora Chaim Siman Chaf Het, and he writes that it is indeed asur unless there's a guarantee that the building is going to be, the project is going to be mevutal. I mean, unless the project is going to be nixed, then Achavayaz Mahmir. But if there's a concern that they might abandon the project as a result of it, people can stop donating, they're going to be able to finish it, then Achavayaz lenient. But again, in this case over here, we don't rely on a psak over here on the radio or on the daily halakha. You got to ask Gedolei Yisrael. The committees have to ask Gedolei Yisrael in this case what exactly they're permissible to do or not.